You're about to listen to Radio Bypass episode number 7. Can't believe I've done 6 podcasts already. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, ready to bring you some more great rock and roll music. Now, last week in episode 6, we featured all releases from 1987, and I came across so many that I couldn't fit them all into one episode. So welcome back to Flashback 30 Years Ago, Part 2. I've got some more great releases today from 1987. That will be the entire episode, all things that came out 30 years ago. And as I said in last week's episode, a lot of great rock and roll was released in 1987. It was really quite a good year for those of us that like rock and roll music. So in today's episode, I'm going to kick things off with something from Alice Cooper. In 1987, he put out a record called Raise Your Fist and Yell. And this is something I wish would happen. This track is called Give the Radio Back. That's right. Give the radio back to the maniacs. We need it. We don't have a good radio station in the Chicagoland area. Nobody wants to play new music from our classic artists and new band discoveries as well. Just pretty much get ignored by commercial radio. That's why I'm here doing this podcast. Even though we're flashing back in today's episode, my intention always is to include some new music as well, both from classic artists and new bands that you may not have heard before. As long as they rock I want to share it with you. Anyway, as I said, we are flashing back to 1987, and that year was a good one for the band Y&T. They had been slugging it out for many years by 1987 and had some moderate success, but not widespread. But in 87, they had, I believe, their biggest selling record of their career. The album was called Contagious, and that's the track I'm going to play for you right now. Contagious from Y&T. Just this past week, I was sad to learn that Joey Alves from Y&T had passed away. That leaves of the original band was Dave Menichetti, Joey Alves, Phil Kennamore, and Leonard Hayes. That was the original Y&T that started out back in the late 70s. And sadly, three out of the four have now left the earth. So Dave Menichetti is the only original Y&T member left on this planet to carry on the music of Y&T, and I know he will, as he has been for many years. That's, again, from Contagious, Y&T. And then next up, another band that slugged it out for a long time and then didn't really sell a lot of records in the United States was Whitesnake. Whitesnake actually started in the 70s after David Coverdale had left Deep Purple. He formed Whitesnake, and they had a lot of great records out, but it was really the stuff in the late 80s that caught on. And this particular track was not as widespread from the Whitesnake album. It was just called Whitesnake. That was kind of their relaunch, I guess, in the 80s. But it was a good track nonetheless. From Whitesnake, this is a tune called Bad Boys. Yeah, they're Bad Boys, all right. That's Whitesnake from their 1987 release entitled Whitesnake. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You're listening to the Radio Bypass Podcast, and everything featured here today was music released in 1987. Next up, we're going to go with something from Great White. In 1987, they released their third album. It was called Once Bitten. The big hit album for them really was the next one called Twice Shy. But from Once Bitten, this is a great track from Great White called Rock Me.
Mm-hmm.
rocking with Great White from their 1987 release, Once Bitten. Next up, I've got a track from Kiss. Kiss also had a largely successful album in 1987 called Crazy Nights. And from that release, this is a track called Crazy, Crazy Nights. Whoa! Crazy Nights from Kiss, 1987's release, Crazy Nights. Next up, I've got something from the late, great Ronnie James Dio. He also had a new release out under his Dio band name in 1987. It was called Dream Evil, and from that record, this is the title track, Dream Evil, from Ronnie James Dio.
We'll be right back.
great Ronnie James Dio with his 1987 release, Dream Evil. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and you are checking out the Radio Bypass Podcast, where normally we're playing new music along with some old music, along with some Chicago bands, basically just stuff that doesn't get a whole lot of attention on the radio anymore, or in some cases, it never did. And next week, we're going to get back to our normal format, but today we are flashing back to 1987, which we also did last week, so this is part two. So much great music came out in 1987, and I'm going to end this podcast with a record that was a big breakthrough for a guitarist named Joe Satriani. Although his first album came out in 1986 called Not of This Earth, I think it was really Surfing with the Alien, which was his 1987 release, that really catapulted him, and a lot of people became familiar with Joe Satriani from that release, and there was just a million good songs on there. You can't really go wrong with any of them, but I think I'm going to go ahead and feature the title track, Surfing with the Alien, so that'll be coming up in just a second here, but before I go, I just want to tell you, if you like this podcast or if you don't, please give me your feedback. You can email me at ralph@radiobypass.com. This podcast can be subscribed to from any media. It's in iTunes, Google Play. You can write off of my website, radiobypass.com. You can subscribe in any way you want, including by email. It's pretty slick. It all works pretty well. So if you do have comments, though, on this podcast, going back to where my thought had started there, please feel free to drop me a line, ralph@radiobypass.com. And again, I am here to feature music that just doesn't get heard really anywhere else. So I hope you like it, and I'm out of here till next week. You all have a great week. Come back next Sunday for a whole lot more great rock and roll. Here's Joe Satriani.